you peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this evening is the gospel reading we heard a moment ago, but specifically starting in verse 24, where it says, "A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master." So far on the text. So who do you work for? Who do you work for? You think. Really? Who do you work for?
God first.
And then everybody else. Her. Who's your boss? Who do you work for?
I work for God now.
You work for God now?
Yeah.
How about you, Tom? Do you work for anybody?
I work for God.
Yeah? I get a bunch of shaking heads over here. We all work for somebody. Everybody does. From the day you start walking, you're working for somebody. You're working for somebody. Yes, you're working for God. Could have any other bosses too. Remember the whole neighbor thing we talked about so many times here at church? How we've got to take care of our neighbor? Did you hear this song, the hymn we just sang? All those people that Jesus finds in common, and that's everybody on the face of the earth, regardless of race, everything. So we all work for somebody. And in our text, it says, "A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master." Nobody's the top dog. None of us are the big keys. None of us rule the roost. That's what this is saying. None of us, anybody on the face of this earth, run the show. We're all servants of the Master. And none of us are above Him. But look at verse 25. It says, "It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master." That's the way it is in the Greek. I've studied this. That's the way it is. Like his teacher and like his master. You can't be, sometimes some of us are the teacher. We all teach somebody else something. There's always someone underneath us. We're kind of a boss. I'm often asked, "So, how is your church going? How are things at your church, Pastor Phil? Hey, how are you? How are things at your church?" Well, things there are just fine, but it's not my church. I don't take claim to this church. I work for you. I am your servant. I'm God's servant, absolutely, but I'm your servant here. You all have become members, and you agree to the constitution of this church, and that lays it out in black and white in the laws of man how things go. I work for you. I know I can get in big trouble bringing this up, huh? But you aren't the top dog. I am not either. But you can be like the teacher. You can be like the master. first hymn that we sung. We got too many ribbons here. How wide the love of Christ. If the first verse, how wide the love of Christ. Second verse, how long the love of Christ. Third verse, how high the love of Christ. How deep the love of Christ. Okay, if we're to be like the Master, Jesus is our Master. If we're to be like Him, how wide is our love? About this much. About this much. You know what? Yeah, right here. Right here. There's my love. It's about this wide. Right here is what I can see, what I can touch, what I can feel. As long as I'm comfortable doing it, that's the love I have. That's how wide my love is. It's right here. Get it? How long the love of Christ? How long is the love of Christ? It's eternal. Okay? But look at it in these terms, okay? How good have you been? How good have you been? How true to your Lord have you been? I know I haven't been doing a very good job. Chief of sinners though I be, yet I know God loves me. I know Jesus loves me. I know that. And you know I can come back. That's how long the love of Christ is. Despite my discrepancies, despite how sinful I am, despite how narrow my love is for other people, Christ still loves me. The third one, how high is the love of Christ? How high do you go to love one another? How high do you set the standard for loving someone else? It's about this high for me, and for many I know, it's not very high. This is the law part. We all do it. We all do it. Whether it be the homosexuals or the Muslims, God still loves all people. Who did Christ die for on the cross? All people. Everyone. He died for everyone. Does that mean everyone is receiving salvation? No. There are a lot of people going to hell. So how high is the love of Christ? It's pretty high. I mean, there's no end to how high He will go to love you. How deep. So how high and how deep will He go? What did we say in the creed? What did we say in the creed? How low did Christ go for you and for me? He went into hell. He rose from the tomb, alive in the tomb. Before He walked out, He went down into hell. For what? Do you know what Christ went into hell for? Do you remember the catechism? Yes, He went in there for you. But what did Christ go to hell for? Huh? Victory. It wasn't a, see what I did? No, it was, I have been victorious over death. I have risen. See you later. Now, who do you work for? Your boss is a nurse, or supposed to be a nurse. Okay? Do you like your boss? Your boss know the books? Probably not. use the words of forgiveness that Christ has given to me. And I'm sharing with you. But I'm sharing them with everybody. I kind of get looked at from time to time for the associations I have. Some of my brothers in the cloth, you know, other pastors, they don't feel the same way. Some of them, their love is about this wife. I know a bunch of pastors that they love the people that are sitting in these pews right here. These are the people we love right here. I love you folks so much. I don't want to go outside. But guess what? I don't live here. I got to leave here too. And I walk out the door and I go out into the world. I may go down there and walk through the fair yet tonight. You know? And let me tell you, part of the fun that we have down there at the fair is watching people, isn't it? But guess what? Jesus loves every single one of them too. You know, sometimes I saw this thing the other day. It says, you know that young lady who's wearing really, 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 really short shorts? You know, she's walking around. There's a lot of them walking around like that down here at the fair. Okay? But it's okay to dress like that at the beach. Okay? But I saw that instead of condemning the young lady for looking that way and dressing that way, maybe because it's pretty warm, how about teaching your sons that that's not an object of sex? That's not a sexual object. That is a human being that deserves respect and deserves your admiration and your care and your love and your support. And it's not just a toy. You get my drift? It's part of the love of Christ. You look through a different set of eyes. You look at things a different way. You look at things in the way that the love of Christ has. And that's what we just sang. How wide is the love of Christ? How long is the love of Christ? And then our text says, it is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen.